Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. And of course, we have two very special guests with me. Of course, we have Wally Marshall, the man in the middle.
Oh, brother. Hey, being in the middle, you're the Minuteman.
That's right. And on the outside there, playing the co-host is Ricky Duke. So he's with Smith Consumer Products. And so we got lots and lots of questions and lots of product that we're going to show you. And Wally's going to tell you the reason why he teamed up with them. And so we'll get into that. So let's start with you, Wally. If someone's been under a rock, hasn't heard who you are, tell them in a nutshell, who's Wally Marshall?
Well, Wally Marshall is actually a plumber that became a fisherman that loved to bird hunt. For over 25 years, I bird hunted everywhere in the state of Texas. And then there was a crappie tournament that come to Texas many years ago called Crappie Thon.
Uh-huh.
And I was the plumbing superintendent at Garland School District in Garland, Texas. And I talked electrician buddy into fishing the crappie thon.
Right.
I didn't even own a boat.
Wow.
Pair of waders and a fly rod and a paper sack with blue and white jigs. Couldn't even change colors. But anyway, hey, man, you know, oh, hey, you got to do what you got to do, right? I mean, you know, I've gone to from paper sacks to actually tackle boxes now.
There you go.
But anyway, Joel Peacock and myself won the first crappie tournament that ever came to the state of Texas that was a certified crappie tournament. And back then, there's 20 fish. You could keep 20 fish, weigh in 20 fish. And we had 20 fish that weighed in right at 29 pounds. We actually had a pair of waders each, a fly rod each, and we walked in between these two houses down to the shore where the cattails were and won the tournament right there in about a 35 to 40 yard stretch of cattails. And we didn't know what kind of weight it would take to win. We're just catching fish and we're looking at them. We don't have no scales. We're just looking at them and say, this one's bigger, that one's bigger, da da da. And so we're 35. Well, actually, I was catching them and I looked around and Joel's putting on his waders, but he's drinking a beer. And it was like, Joel, what are you doing? He goes, man, I'm nervous. I said, Joel, you got to get in and help me, man. I'm slinging them up on the bank. I'm just catching them and throwing up on the shore. Not even because they could be dead or alive. You know, they didn't have to be alive.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, at 11 o'clock, I said, Joel, I'm kind of hungry, man. I said, you want to go get a hamburger? So we went and got a hamburger. But to make a long story short, we actually took our fish to the weigh-in in a plastic bag, no water, just slime everywhere, and had 20 crappie. And we just happened to have the biggest stringer out of 289 teams.
And thus became the legend of Wally Marshall,
well,
Mr. Crap.
There was two guys there that I got to give kudos to is Dorsey Gibson with Eagle Claw.
Uh-huh.
He was there. The first guy that came up to me was Jimmy Cunningham with Duncan Lewis Sales, and they had B&M, Plano, and Betts.
Uh-huh.
And now I've been with Betts probably 15 years now.
Wow.
Designing floats. But I always wanted an electric fillet knife.
Right.
Man, I've cleaned a few crappie in my lifetime.
I'll bet.
But I wanted to get one that I was really involved with. And one of the reps at the NBS show like 4 years ago introduced me to Ricky.
Right.
At Smith Consumer Products, that Smith has been in business for 100 years.
Yep, long time.
And they made the sharpeners. They made all kinds of stuff for knives and this, that, and the other. And I didn't really know their product line very well then. But since then, man, I'm telling you, we have designed probably one of the best electric flay knives on the market. We have regular flay knives. We have the fish pick. We've got pliers, we got scissors, and we got other things in the mix. And being with this company, what I like about Smith is they're aggressive.
Right.
You know, a lot of companies are not too aggressive, kind of conservative, but they'll work with you. They'll listen to you. And we worked diligently on this. I had many samples of fillet knives over the last couple of years, electrics.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, they got it dialed in, and I think it's going to rock, the Slab-O-Matic by Mr. Crappie and Smiths.
There you go. Ricky, he's going to let you say something, finally.
I don't need to say anything.
Give us some, what's it like having Wally Marshall as Mr. Crappie as a spokesperson? Obviously, sometimes he doesn't have something to say. I've never been there, but at some point it may happen. What do you think?
No, Wally, you won't find a harder working individual, not just in this industry, but anywhere. Right. And Wally's great to work with because he listens, but he listens to challenges we might have on a product. But
right.
Wally brings a lot of ideas, and Wally, he's a friend because he calls me and he's like, Ricky, how you doing? Or he calls all the time, wish me happy Father's Day. It's just,
right.
We've really built a relationship, not just the two companies and brands, but it's just been really great working with Wally. So,
and how many products do you have with his titled name on?
So we have at least 8, and we're, like Wally uh-huh. said, we're working on other products all right. the time, looking at products that really fill a gap and help crappie fishermen catch fish or solve a problem, and that's what Smith's is about, solving problems.
Yep. Wally puts you on the spot. Which one's your favorite product of all of them? We know there's 8, probably more coming.
Well, I really, really, truly am glad that I have an electric fillet knife.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't get hot.
Right.
Durable, high speed. It's the Slab-O-Matic. It comes with 2 sets of blades. I come out with a 4-inch blade.
Right.
And everybody's like, man, what am I going to do with a 4-inch blade?
Right.
Cut the rib cages and brim and smaller fish like trout or whatever
right.
that you're cleaning. You can actually use that 4-inch blade. And you don't have this long blade trying to clean a little rib cage out or whatever.
Right.
And so you can get down to business, and it's just so quick to get those rib cages out of those fillets when people are filleting crappie. But it's high speed, like I said, and runs super cool. The record right now is 390 fish, one setting.
Wow.
One setting. I got a permit to take home some fish from a tournament.
Right.
And I cleaned 390 fish nonstop.
Wow.
It took all day.
Right.
But I guarantee that when you had to take a break cleaning fish, buddy, but you asked me about my favorite.
Right.
My favorite is the fish pit.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Well, I'll tell you what. They had a product that I seen, and I said, whoa. Can we do this with that? And they said, yeah, we can do it. Just draw it up. Let us know what you want.
Right.
And so actually this works, this red button right here. You can mash this in and push the pick out
right.
or retract it in. And it has a hole right here in the end of it where you can put it on a lanyard.
Okay.
Because when you're jig fishing and it gets hung down in that crappie's throat, or it's hung in a tight place, or it's in the nose hole, which is tough to get out.
Right.
Right here on the end of the product, like this, there's a V right in the end of it.
Uh-huh.
And so you take that V, and it'll go up to a 5-aught hook. That's the width of the gap that's in this.
Right.
And this is got diamond on it. You can sharpen your pocket knife on it, or it's got a track in there to where you can sharpen your hooks.
Right.
So this is not just a fish pick to get the hook out. It's everything else. But anyway, you push this red deal all the way up, and it clicks in, and you can take that, and you can put it in the rear of the hook, and you can twist it, or you can pop it. If it's deep into the crappie's mouth, I like to twist it. That way you're not pushing it down further
right.
into his gullet. Now, if it's on the closer to the top of the mouth, I can take it and just pop it. Keep tension on your line and holding that crappie, and you can just pop the end of the weir of that hook, and it pops that jig right out every time. And then it retracts back into the unit itself, and you just wear it around your neck.
Yep, pretty handy.
And it's quick, easy, especially when you're catching a lot of fish. The Mr. Crappie Fish Bick by Smith's is probably the most unique product that we have.
You know, and Brad, we have a lot of customers call, and they use these on kayaks, actually. When you don't have room to have a lot of tools and extra pliers, they take the fish pick because undoubtedly you're going to get that crappie that swallows that hook, and you got to get it out when you're out there in the
And not just crappie, just but everything, probably from redfish to whatever, saltwater.
Yeah. Every angler needs a fish pick. That's what I say.
Okay. But for some of us that like manuals.
Right.
Manual. Tell us, Ricky, there's two different sizes.
So we have a 6-inch curved, really flexible. Each product we produce, the manuals come with a sheath or a scabbard to protect your blade or protect you and your blade if you're carrying it in a toolbox or kayak or your boat or wherever. And then we have a 7-inch straight fillet knife for those larger crappie like Wally catches.
I see. So there's the Wally edition and there's everyone else's edition. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, man.
Slab sticker. Who came up with the name Slab Sticker? Who gets credit?
I own the trademark.
Yes. Okay. That's a Wally.
We'll make sure. You got some other tools that you have here, the line cutters and accessories.
For crappie fishermen that's using braid
or
monofilament, you know, my dentist, he tells me all the time, quit using your teeth.
Right.
And so I told Ricky, hey, Rick, I need some scissors, brother, because we would need to cut that fishing line and other things. It's a good utility tool to have in your boat. And these are super sharp and will cut any braid out there that's on the market.
Yeah, that takes us up to the pliers. We're running right through this.
Yeah, the pliers have all the things on here as far as your crimpers, and it also has side cutters. Okay. You know, you can use that. And I like a pair of pliers that come together.
Right.
So when you reach in there, maybe you want to take out a hook and you don't have a fish pick.
Right.
You can do it with this right here because this is real slender and narrow right here, and it will grip the hook because it's got teeth on it. So it'll grip the rear of the hook, and you can twist it right out. And also for you guys that are using split shots, and also right here on the edge of the pliers, you can see is actually a crankbait tuner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can take the eye of the crankbait and twist it. And tune them up. And
wow, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, right there, brother.
Those are not just for looks.
Oh, wow. Yeah. They're not just sexy, making the pliers sexy.
And they always, they're spring-loaded, and they always stay open. That's what I like about those pliers right there. You're not having to manually do it. You know, it automatically does it for you. So you can do it one-handed, not having to use two. So, but, you know, Smith's is an Arkansas company from Hot Springs, Arkansas. Like I said, 100 years of business. They actually made the Arkansas whetstones.
Right.
And I think they still do today.
We
is
do.
That right,
yes.
Ricky?
Yeah.
Tell us about those whetstones, man.
So Smith's, we've been in business over 135 years. We're an outdoor company. You know, our foundation was built on sharpeners, just mining that stone out of the hills of Hot Springs, Arkansas, and then over the years, we've really just grown into tools and accessories for the outdoor market. Fishing is one of our new and upcoming categories that we're really spending a lot of time and resources and innovation in.
And there's probably other products besides just Wally's, even though Wally's here.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, there's other fishing products that you have. Yeah.
The past 6 months, we've launched over 35 new fishing items.
Wow.
So we have a nice portfolio of products that we can solve either consumers or retailers' needs with. So
right.
We have a line of saltwater products that we're working on also. So,
and ladies, if you're watching out there, they've got the home sets that are just phenomenal.
Oh yeah,
I've got a set of knives, steak knives, all kinds of knives, and it comes in this walnut block of wood that sits out on your cabinet. And so when you got company over, you can put them bad boys out, mm-hmm. you know, when you yep. cutting them Vianney sausages up.
That's our cabin and lodge series. And, you know, yeah, that was a request that. From women. Actually, they said, yeah. you know, if I'm going to have a deer head hanging in my kitchen, I want a set of knives that match it.
So right. Yeah, they got the bone handles.
Bone handles. Yep.
That's really
we awesome. Actually have a set of those, and that's one way to make – if you want to make your wife happy, yes. you just buy her that yes. set of knives because it's super sharp. But super it's sharp. They are also they're very – especially like at our place, it's more a cabin on the lake, and it just accents where we are. Right. It just lays in there. So you got a mount up on the wall, fish mount on the wall, right. and then you got the knives down below.
Well, not just a testimony from me about Smith's, but all crappie fishermen, you know, eats crappie, basically. Just
right.
about all of them eat crappie.
Pretty much.
And they're going to fry them up. And so we are bringing the products to the market that's going to make it faster, quicker, easier for you to fillet fish, or if you like to eat them whole or whatever, we have those knives for you.
Yeah, and let's not skip over like these knives. They will get dull after a while when you're cutting to the bone, and you have Smith Products has a wide variety of sharpeners. What sharpener would be great to use to sharpen this knife right here, the slab sticker?
Actually, you can use the fish pick, as Wally said, on the backside, uh-huh. like a honing or chef steel, because it
right.
does have diamond on there. We have several smaller, if you're not as comfortable with that or you're concerned about holding the angle, we have some couple of two-stage sharpeners that have preset angles, so you just, uh-huh. they're pull-through sharpeners, what we call them, so you'll pull them through a couple of times, and you're ready to go. Keep filleting fish, and that whole fishing experience, it just adds to that, because it's easy to clean, and you keep your knife sharp, keep them safe, and then you clean a lot of fish.
Well, what I like about these, what Smith has done, is they made a sheath for every blade that they produce, even on the electric mm-hmm. knives.
Right.
They have a sheath theirself. So when you put it back in the drawer, you're not reaching in there and getting cut.
Right.
I mean, that has happened so many times with me looking for the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Right.
And so
you find it.
So you will know from now on the sharpest knife in the drawer, just look for the lime green handle.
There you go.
We made it easy to see, especially on the Slab-O-Matic. These ain't hard to find, but anyway, Slab-O-Matic by Smith's. It's awesome.
There you go. Hey, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored, of course, by Pico Lures. They have a complete line of fishing tackle, everything from bass fishing, walleye fishing, stripers, you name it. If it's a game fish, you can catch them on Pico Lures. And so check them out at picolures.com. And, of course, our other sponsor, is people that are here, is Smith Products. So I should make Ricky do his own ad little thing. But they have a wide range of fishing-related products and then household products and even outdoor products, you know, folding fillet knives and just
hooks,
everything. Yep.
So hey, I actually have a funny one when it comes to that. Because back in the day, when I was cleaning crappie, I was going to Walmart and getting the cheapest electric knife they had.
Right.
And it was a Black & Decker uh-huh. for like $10, you know.
Right.
And so back in the day, I called Black & Decker to go, hey, you know, is there any way that I could get some special knives made up by you guys or whatever, because that was way back before Mr. Crappie, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they go, oh, my God, are you using our knife outside the home? And I go, well, yes, ma'am. I clean fish with them outside right next to the water hose. She goes, you know that voids the warranty, don't you? So, anyway, it ain't going to void the warranty. It's Smith's, I guarantee you, brother.
There you go.
Just keep on cleaning them.
If you want to check out more about Smith Products, make sure you go to smithproducts.com. If they want to find out more about Mr. Crappie, where would they go, Wally?
Well, they can actually go to MrCrappie.com, or you can click on Mr. Crappie's online store, or you can go to any tackle dealer in the United States and get Mr. Crappie products or Wally Marshall.
And Ricky, if they want to check out more about Smith Products, where would they go?
You go to smithproducts.com. You can go to mrcrappie.com, or you can go to
grizzlyjig.com.
Any big box out there, you'll find Smith's products. So
there you go. There you have it. That's it for this show. I like to say, make sure you keep your hooks sharp and your lures in the water, because you can't catch them otherwise. And make sure you check out some of the stuff that Wally has. He's got all kinds of great tools. And just to let you know, this is an electric fillet knife. So, I don't get a bunch of emails, people asking me if they're battery controlled or if they have both. For right now, just the electric one. So
we got that and in the trenches.
There you go, in the trenches. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank y'all.
Thank you.